So we were doing the rush yesterday. I just I don't know if anyone had any thoughts about basically what we said yesterday, but just to review the highlight. The basic part was that Tavis brings a explains Pshat Rav Yaisi, why Rav Yaisi says that both don't have the Marchik, and he says Kivin that the first guy asked it is Ksashlo Gaigan, and then he concludes the guy Barachar the Yochol Lismoch. So the way the Rishash reads Tosfos, since the first guy did Shlo Gahogan, guy Barachar the Yochol Lismoch is the conclusion. That's the conclusion of the Kivin. So therefore, they have to take out the Vav because it's not Vigam. It's because of this, therefore, Gam. So we said at least a different possibility. We said there might be another advantage to that possibility because it seems is that maybe Tavis is really saying what Rashi's Svara. And Rashi's Svara was that they're both exactly equal. And in order to make them both exactly equal, you need not just that the first guy was Shlo Gahogan, but also the Gam Barachar the Yochol Lismoch. So maybe that's not the result, but that's the cause. And that's much better in the Girsa of Vigam. So there's two parts, there's two causes. First of all, you know, because the whole Svara is that they're both equal. That's what Rashi's saying. Since they're both equal, so each one can tell the other one, why don't you move? So how do you make them both equal? So you have to move them both to the middle. So you take the first guy and make him Shlo Gahogan, and you make the second guy also that he's not as bad as we thought. So we make the first guy worse than we thought by saying the first guy is Ksat Shlo Gahogan. We make the second guy not as bad by saying that halachically he's allowed to be Samech. And we wanted to say Asvara because he can be Samech because you're in the Maisa of Smicha. You're not doing anything. It's different than by digging a bore there where you're doing something when you're digging. But in the action of smicha of the putting a card though, nothing happens. Nothing happens.
But what came first then? What came first? That he's allowed to be samech and because of that he doesn't have to be machik later? Or
Yes.
because he doesn't have to be machik later, he's allowed to be samech now?
Both. It's a circle. In other words, there's two different reasons why he should be have to be marchik. If he would be doing Hezek immediately, then he couldn't come. Since he's not doing Hezek immediately, he's allowed to come. Now there's another Svara why he shouldn't be allowed to come because we don't trust you that you might be Marchik. But since you're allowed to be, you don't have to be Marchik, so it's both. You're allowed to be Simon because there's no Hezek. Therefore, you don't have to be marchik later. Therefore, you don't have to be you're allowed to be samech, and you don't have to be, move away for the gzeira that maybe you won't be samech. Now, there's two reasons why a person cannot be samech. One is because you're doing hezek immediately, like by bor. That's why someone asked me, how come by bor, according to Rashi Svara, when they come at the same time, the dinner they both have to be marchik is because they're doing hezek immediately, and that will be. I think someone asked me that question yesterday. So you're doing Hezek immediately, so you can't be Samech, even if we're both equal. And there's a second reason you can't be Samech, because we don't trust you that you'll be Marchik later. So how's the first reason that you can't be Samech? There's no Hezek by Charder and Dvarim. There's no immediate Hezek. How's the second reason? The first reason that you're Samech allows that you don't have to be Marchik later. Therefore, you don't have to be. Therefore, there's no gzeira. You won't be marchik because you don't have to be marchik. So both choices are right.
Other than bar, that because of komar and mara, is there any other case where the hezek is right away?
It could be. It could be even things that I don't have mara, but they have hezek right away. There could be things that cause hezek right away, but not through mara.
Do we know
Mara
any?
makes it gira delay, not just right away.
Do we know any?
I don't know offhand.
I'm just curious
Let's
if.
say you put your refes under the guy's nachtum, so maybe the smell comes relatively quickly. I don't know. You know, there could be, it might not be gira delay, because it's not my action; it's the animals making the smell.
I'm saying
what might be immediately. You know,
I'm only asking. Okay, but the reason I'm asking is because would it be essential to saying this pshat to say that there are possibly other cases? Because if this was the only case that was the hezek is not right away, then l'chor it's strange that it's specifically that Tysus is saying it like it's a general svara in Shechenim.
There are probably a lot of cases where the hezek is right away, which is not gira delay, which according to Rabbanan, it would not be mutter. And there are many cases where the hezek's not right away. You know, I'm sure there are many cases of both types.
Diburim. The bees are right.
I don't know. Diburim maybe do hezek right away. I don't know. Maybe, I'm not sure if that's
once the guy is there, then that if you hold that it's a mazik, then it's a mazik right away because it starts flowing right there. It's not growing tomorrow.
Okay, no, but first the chardel has to do something to the dvarim in order for the dvarim to go do something to the chardel. Because it has to do something to that teeth. It has to be doing something to that teeth.
The dvarim do the hezek to the chardel. They eat the chardel. So the moment.
But it's only because the chardel caused something to that teeth.
No. That's why the chardel hurts the dvarim. But
right.
The dvarim hurt the chardel because they eat the dvarim. They eat the chardel. So he's saying that could be happening immediately.
Isn't
in other words, if Lu Yitzur, Shmuel is saying that Lu Yitzur, the order was converse, that the could be, I don't know, that the Bawa Chardo came first, and then the Dvarim would come, maybe this Svara would not apply, because that would be called immediately, that your Dvarim are immediately eating, according to Rav Yossi, that he holds that the Dvarim eat the Chardo, so they're immediately eating the Chardo, and that's causing immediate hezek. It's not Gira delay. So according to Rav Yossi, the other Rav Yossi, not the Rav Yossi at Zahar Siga, but the real Rav Yossi, you'd be potter because it's not Gira delay, because it's not me. I'm not doing it. It's my bees are doing it. And my Mamun HaMazik, yeah, whatever the explanation why it's not Mamun HaMazik, which they discussed, it's not Gira delay because it's not me. But it could be it's immediate. So according to Rabbanan, that hold that don't need gear and delay, so then you could be that you wouldn't have this svara because you wouldn't be allowed to come. You know, it's only what we were saying here that the person who planted chardo is not doing immediately hezek to the dvarim. You're planting chardo. Takes a while till your chardo grows, and then the bees have to eat it, and then it's a whole, the probability is that hezek won't come about for months. You're planting a chardo field. You know, that doesn't, until the chardo grows, and until it grows, and then the bees have to eat it. And it's a whole asek here. But maybe there probably are many other cases which are different. Yeah. But I'm not insisting that, you know, the Maram Lechair is not learned that way, but it's very nice. I happen to think the niceness is that it just, as far as the Vav says also, and also, so it's Kivan for one reason, and also, and it's also all part of the Kivan. Now, obviously, the Rosh Hashanah didn't learn that way because he takes out the Vav, but it's just a potential. We always like to try and keep the old Gersa, so there's an explanation how to read Tysus differently without changing the Gersa.
And it matches Rashi more synchronized.
What?
And it matches Rashi.
Right, and there's a side advantage that it makes Tysus and Rashi the same, which is the correct advantage because Tysus says he's same shot in Rashi, yes. And you probably have to say this to explain Rashi, because I think someone asked me yesterday, what Shad and Rashi, that we're both equally mazik each other. So how come by Bor you have to be marchik when you both come at the same time? So the answer you have to say is because Bor is doing immediate hezek before you come. You can't come, but here you're here already because you're allowed to come. So you Gufa probably have to say this to explain Shad and Rashi. That did that because you're allowed to come. Mashiach came before the Hezek is in the coming, so you can't come. Here it's you don't have to come, and then it's only a question of being marchik later. So you sort of have to say this svara to miyashiv Rashi. So it's not so bad to say that Tavis meant like Rashi, and Tavis is saying it. Okay, I don't want to get back down because that's what we said yesterday. Okay, I want to, unless I want something to say, I want to go back to that rush, if you don't mind. Okay, anyone have anything to say? Or forever hold your peace. Okay, we're going back to the I want to go back to the rush. The rush, I think it's a title this later, but we have a reading the rush. The rush is, we already read the rush. The rush brings a rach pshat, which really revolutionizes the whole sugya. In other words, according to the rach's ger pshat, the Gemara at the end here is totally changing Pshat and Rava. Very unusual Gemara. The Gemara spent an omit, a plot, basically a plot, right? From Zion, Yud Zion Amid Beis, through to Yud Ches Amid Beis, explaining Rava, asking Kashas and Rava, giving the Chlukan to defend it. And according to the Rav, and the Sugya of Rava ends here. According to the Rach, at the last minute, so to speak, the Gemara is changing Pshat and Rava. And it's very, very, so let's read that inside. It's a good way to end the Sugya because there's a Machlokes Rishonim, we Paskin like Rava. Abai and Rava, everyone agrees we Paskin like Rava. That's a rule in Shas. So it comes out that it's a major Machlokes Rishonim what Rava is saying. According to the way we have Rava is saying that the first person would always have to be Marchik. And all those cases that the Gemara quoted on Yud Chesam and Aleph, according to Rava, at least according to the Rabbanim, maybe we don't pass like Rabbanim because you hear a delay, but according to Rabbanim, in all those cases, according to Rava, you would have to be Marchik. Right? There's a Gemara like 10 cases. I don't know, 10 is exaggerated, around 8 cases. The Gemara asked Akasha and Rava, Taima the Ika Eitzer, Aleka Eitzer, and you know, so according to the Gemara's answer, no, even if it wasn't there, you know, you have to be marked.
Eitzer is different. Eitzer is different.
Okay, but whatever the Akasha, Chikim es Azroim es Azroim, Minamei Reglayim, Minakoiso, Taima the Ika Koiso, Aleka Koiso Samach, Loki Aleka Koiso Namino Samach. Right, the Machikas Edom in Abor, Time of Ika Bor, Leka Bor Samach, Loki Leka Bor and Amino Samach. You know, Machikas Amisham in a Yarek, Time of Ika Yarek, Leka Samach, Loki Leka and Amino Samach. So Gemara comes out in all these cases that according to Rava, even if it's Kileka, you also can't be Samach. And according to the Rach, at the Gemara at the end is completely dropping everything from before. Okay, so let's read it inside. I think it's just very excitistic. Let's read it. Let's see why he says it. Okay, you don't mind. I think it's a good way to end here. Just wrap up this sugya.
I'm just saying is we did have two girsas that an anasur labiris. Right, that Rava wouldn't argue in the second girsa. The Gemara says it's good in the second girsa. There is such a shita right away in Rava. I know whether we pass like the second one, the rip pass like the second second. Right, I'm just saying. So if it's in a suya, Rava is masking to buy it. We're just extending it to a suya labayos now, right?
Okay, right. Yes, that is correct. Yes. Okay. Let's see. So let's go. So we're doing the rush, ice gimbo, tibia maskil tashma. Let's try and read it. We'll see how we go. Tashma marchikem es hamishra min hayerek ves hakrishim min habisoim. I'm sorry. Right, okay. Right. So the Gemara asks Akasha, how could you have a case that the first guy came first, according to Rava? Amrapapa Belokeach. Pirish Rashi, Shizora Chardo, Umokar Katsi Sadayu. First he planted Chardo, then he sowed the field. Belokeach bought a Hamid Dvirim. And then Okeach wants to make the Dvirim. And the din is, according to the Tana Kama, who holds that the Dvarim are mazik the hardo, that the Dvarim have to be marchik. Even okay, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. According to Tana Kama, that the hardo is mazik the Dvarim, so the hardo has to be marchik. He says, Ibil okay, ki ika yarek amai yarkik. In other words, since he came to Heter, so why in the world does he have to be Marchik? Amar Avina, Kasavi Rabban, Awamazing the Archik is Aspel. Ava Bishekoda Machardo Beheter Gomer. Right? This is Heter Gomer, means not like what the type says later, that the first guy was Otsliksas Shaloka Hagen, because that was not by Lokeach. When a guy, first guy comes first, so there you have a Svara, according to Abaya, that he's Otsliksas Shaloka Hagen. But here it's a Lokeach. A Lokeach is obviously totally the Heter Gomer. So if your case is Lokeach, and it's obviously Heter Gomer, says a tremendous chiddush that Ksaver Rabban Aman Harchik is Asbo. Abi Shikod Macharda Heter Gomer Tzara Harchik. Kimishu Mazik Adivarem Vadivarem Eizel Harchado. So there's, if you're
but he could still say back. Rav Yossi would still say his svara back, or no?
We're not Rav Yossi. We're in the Rabbanon, right? Rav Yossi would say his svara back, but the Rabbanon
even
has to go one direction.
What svara would Rabbi Yossi say back? He would not come back and say that it's Shalai Kohagan.
No, he would say that it goes both ways.
That it goes both ways. Even though it's Lokeach, even though it's Ahet the Gomer, he would still say his svara you're telling me to move mine, I can move yours.
Yeah, that yes.
Why can't he say the second svara, the other svara? Why?
Of Shalai Kohagan?
Because
it is Kohagan. That's the point. That Beheter Gomer means that it's Beheter and Kohagan.
But you're making me I'm a Ksavra. One second. You're making a problem here. I'm Ravina Ksavra Ba Maza Akrikasaspo. Ava be Shakoda Makarda Beheter Gomer. Sorry, the harchiko, kivin shumazik advarim, vadvarim ena masik in the chardo. So this line is shmir now. What does he mean? Kivin shuhu mazik advarim, vadvarim ena masik in the chardo. It's mashma, that if the dvarim would be mazik the chardo, then Rav Yossi would disagree. Aye, Rav Yossi's whole svara is because Shaloka Hagen, and there is no svara Shaloka Hagen here.
So, in Tosos himself, I think Tosos, deals with that step. That when the Gemara says, when the Gemara is asking on Rav Yossi, the Gemara is assuming that Rav Yossi also holds that the Dvarim is not mazik b'chardo.
Right.
And Tosa says that Gufa, the Gemara could have asked, but Rabbi Yossi says with favors that they are.
Right, so therefore?
Therefore, he's saying that if they're still, if the Dvarim, if we would hold that the Dvarim of Mazik Bechardo,
the Rashi says the same thing. The Rashi, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, the Gemara says, Bilokeach, and he says, V'oi, my time is Rav Yossi. Delo pligi et a bechardo. The time of Mishum the Tavayu Maziki, Hain. V'liflik nami b'mishra v'yirka. So that means, time of Mishum the Tavayu Maziki, Hain. That means that Rashi's understanding that the svara of time of Shavayo Mazikim makes sense by Lokeach. right? In other words, you see from Rashi, Rashi did Rav Maskil, the Gemara says, even okay, the oi, my time is Rav Yossi. You know, pliki ed a bechardo, the time should have Rav Mazikehem. So that means that Rashi's learning that the logic of Tarvayo Maziki apply by Elokeach. Right? That's clear in Rashi. Same thing you see in the Rush. No, in other words, this is a chayra. I hate to say it because I wasn't going to have it thought out before Shir, but this is a chayra, a plia atzuma, on who? On the Maran. No? It's a plea on the Maram. It's a raya to us. Because the Maram, I mean, I'm not sure about the Maram. I don't know. The Maram, in other words, the Maram learns that the only svar, that when Taisvis goes ahead and tries to explain Rav Yossi, he's using, I don't know, based on such a plea on the Maram. But the, in other words, you see from, it's just an indication of what we were saying, that Rashi's svara is different than Taifas's svara.
Wasn't Taifas saying in Abaye before?
Yeah, it's the same thing, but that's a Kal Vachomer.
Not yet.
The
Rush didn't say that yet.
In Rava. So the Maisa. See, according to the simple reading of the Rush, there's only one svara to explain Rav Yossi's svara. Rav Yossi's svara is because the first guy also shaloka hagen. So if you did shaloka hagen, I can also do shaloka hagen. Now I was claiming that doesn't fit into the lashon of Rashi and Amud Aleph, but you know that was a little bit, and I was claiming that Rashi and Amud Aleph is saying a different svara. And then I wanted to say, and that's maybe what Taifas meant also, but I suspect that the people that will disagree with me, there were people that disagreed with me, that they wanted to stoop Taifas into Rashi. That when Rashi said that since we're both Mazikin, I don't have to worry. It's because of Taifas' Svara of Shalom Gahagan.
No, one second. Can we read the Rush again, those words? I don't think it's a problem. And then...
The Rush says...
Amar Avina.
Kesavar Abayin, Avamazin, Harkik, as Asmo. Avi Shekodam, Akharda, Beheter, Gomer, Serna Harkik. So he has to be Markik, because right now he's a Mazik. Kimishu Mazik Advarim. Vadvarim ain't a Mazik in the Karbo.
Because if the Dvarim were Mazik the Khardo, then he is not begeder ala mazik leharchik satmo. We can't come and say, oh, although you came beheter gomor ala mazik leharchik satmo. What do you mean ala mazik? He's also ala mazik.
Okay, so they're
Make you not a mazik.
Exactly.
Ava bishakada beachar de heter gives you madvar, but dvarim ain't a mazik in the chardo. Now, and if the dvarim would be mazik the chardo,
so then you can't come and tell me that the ala mazik leachik satsmo, you're the one who has to be mazik because you're the mazik. What do you mean I'm the mazik? He's also a mazik.
Okay, so
so we should be equal.
Okay, so we should be equal. Okay, but that's not what the Rav Yossi says. Rav Yossi says, okay. He has to be marchik.
But you have to be the mazik for this to say that although you came beheter gomer, beheter and kahogen, for you to be marchik, you have to be the mazik. There can't be another mazik. If the other guy is also a mazik.
But we only make him into a mazik because of shalom kahogen.
No. The Dvorim? No, the Dvorim now wants to come. You know, I'm here already, and he wants to come.
Dvorim ain't a mazikim lechardom, because they're coming second. Amandaradik atma. Maybe you call them lechardom beheter. In other words, Dvorim. He's saying if the Dvorim would be mazik the chardom, so the Dvorim wouldn't be allowed to come.
Right. You can't label me anymore. Yeah, as the al-hamazik l'hachik asatzmoy.
Okay, I may be right. Others, because here, how did the dvarim come? There's the dvarim in Masim. If the dvarim would be mazik the chardo, so they wouldn't be allowed to come in the first place. The dvarim ain't mazik in the chardo, but if they would be mazikin, so then they wouldn't be allowed to come.
But that the lashon doesn't fit into that.
One second, but what about in Rashi? In Rashi. But Rashi, maybe Rashi is it right? Rashi says again. Rashi says, "My time is Rav Yosi. No pligi at a bechardo. The time is in the tarvayu masikim heim." So, yeah, from Rashi maybe there's a raya. There's Rashi's mashma that the logic of tarvayu masikim heim makes sense even by a lokeach, right?
No, because in Rashi is emphasizing, he says, my time with Rabbi Yossi. Why is Rabbi Yossi only arguing in Chardal? And he is saying that the reason is because they're in mutual mazikim. Let him argue also on Mishra when they're not mutual mazikim.
I understand, but it's Mashra from Rashi that the reason of Tarvaya mazikim makes sense. He's just saying we don't need it because he could argue even by Mishra V'Yerik also. But the reason, Rashi's Mashma, that the reason that Tarvayo Mazikin makes sense. According to Tysus, according to the Maram, according to the Rush, there is no Svara Tarvayo Mazikin. The only Svara is, since the first guy did Shaloka Hoigen, the second guy can also do Shaloka Hoigen. So there is no time of the time from Tarvayo Mazikin.
In a case of a Lelokeach, when the first guy did Beheter and Kohigen, yeah, Rabbi Yossi would agree, if not for the fact that they're both mazikin, Rabbi Yossi would agree that the second person would have to be machik himself. If he's a mazik.
One second. In the time is in Rabbi Mazikin. Involved in a big ana bechardo. The time of Mishom, the Tarvayo Mazikin name. Because saying the first guy did also Shaloka.
The first guy did Behetan Kohigan.
Yeah, so then some things that you don't have. So what's as far as Tarvayo Masikinheim? Tysus, the way the Rush explains the Svara of Rav Yossi at the end, because since the first guy in Abaya was Ksas Shaloka Hogan, so therefore I can also be Ksas Shaloka Hogan. You were a bum, I'll be a bum. But that svara doesn't apply when the first guy said okay. So how can Rashi say
first guy's the mocher, right?
Right, a case of lokeach. Okay, it means a case of lokeach.
Yeah.
But in a case of lokeach, Rabbi Yossi says that since the first guy did Beheta Gomer,
right?
So the second guy, only if he would be a mazik. Rabbi Yossi Lemaisa says that the second guy has to be mazik because he's a mazik.
The second guy does not have to be mazik because Tarvaya mazikin.
Only Bechardo.
But the Tarvaya mazikin, but the first guy was totally beheter. So what's as far as Tarvaya mazikin?
What does it mean? Lift load non-divisible.
In other words, I was reading the Rush. I made a mistake in the Rush, but in the Rashi, I think we have a point that the Taisus Svara that Taisus gave for Rav Yossi, according to the Rush, is because since you are a bum, you are Shaloka Hagen, so I can also be Shaloka Hagen. That was the way you. If you're a bum, I can be a bum. But you can't say that by a lokeach. You can't say that svara by a lokeach. Lokeach's not a bum. So it's muchruch that Rashi is understanding. In other words, what we were saying, that Rashi has a different svara in Rav Yossi, different than Tysus. Okay, I mean, we were saying that. That was a lashon of Rashi. But it's muchruch. From this Rashi, the Rashi on Yud Zayin Amar Aleph and Yud Ches Amar Aleph was not as muchruch. Rashi just, but here it's more because
it's the next step. But before, when we said Shloika Hagen and Kahagan, we're talking about it's a heter gomer, but it's Ketzah Shloika Hagen. Once we introduce like Keach, right, we're also, that's what we start with even though the Kahagans go out the world and the heters go out the world, because I thought we were saying Alamazik. Right, that's what it's in the Kasha.
The Keach says that the first guy is totally Kahagan. So now, why is
right? But he's a mazik.
Only a mazik after the second guy comes.
So
how's the second guy allowed to come? So the Rush said the Rush's svara was at the end of the piece is because since you were Shaloka Hagen and I have to be soivil your bad, your hezek, so you have to be soivil me also. But that doesn't apply by Lokeach. That doesn't apply by Lokeach. So
right,
Rebbe, the Gemara's teretz is right. Alamazik laharchik. I mean, even though Lokeach,
I understand.
That's even though Lokeach in Rashi's world, right? It's a Lokeach. Alamazik laharchik.
Yeah, that's because he's the only one that's a mazik. So now alamazik laharchik. But we want to talk about in Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says that fakert, we don't say our mazik laharchik, even though you're a mazik, and even though you're coming second. So Tosfos says a hezber is because the second guy can say, you're saying I'm a mazik laharchik, but you have the same thing. But
Rebbe, we hold on. Yossi is our mazik.
It's only Tosfos clearly says it. Rush clearly says it's only true if it's Shaloka Hagen. Not Shaloka Hagen.
Rebbe was saying even Rebbe Yossi is alamazik laharchik. We're not saying alamazik laharchik. Rebbe Yossi is also alamazik laharchik, but the difference is he sees two mazikim, and therefore they're both bums.
That Rebbe Yossi's svara that you don't have to be marchik anything is because I can say to you, what do you mean? I should be marchik, you should be marchik. That's what Rashi said. Tosfos says, because since you did Shaloka Hagen, I can also do Shaloka Hagen.
That's before the Gemara's carrots.
That's the Rush's end. The Rush's end at the end of the Gemara. That's how the Rush explains Chad and Rav at the end.
Yeah, because the Rush in the end doesn't hold that the case is a Lokeach. It's no longer, we're retracting. It's Rabbeinu Chananel when the Rosh is speaking.
Right, that's right.
It's no longer Lokeach. It's no longer a case of Lokeach. But in the case of Lokeach,
you can't use the Rosh's Svara.
Exactly. So
how did the Rashi attempt to use the Svara?
I don't think he's using it. I think Gufa, that's how he's explaining the question. How can you tell me it's a Lokeach? Then what are you giving me this Svara of the Dvarim are also Mazik? I don't need that. That's Gufa what he's saying.
But it applies. Rashi doesn't say Rashi should have asked a better kasha. He said, if you're going to be Lokeach, then Rav Yossi's svara that he gives doesn't make sense. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say that Rav Yossi's svara of Tarvayo Maziki doesn't make sense. Rashi says you didn't need it. Even in the different case, even without, he should disagree. He doesn't take that. The Rashi says the lashon of Rashi's mashma that the time of Ishud Arvamath and other, that reason makes sense. I have no problem with Rav Yossi's din. Rav Yossi gives a valid reason. I just don't understand that even without that reason, it should be the same din, and therefore it should apply by Mishra V'Yerik Nami.
Can we look at the way the Tosfos is quoting Rashi on that step? It's in the Tosfos that we did, six lines up from the bottom of that Tosfos, the Tosfos that we did. The old my time of the Rav Yossi.
Yeah. Six lines up from the bottom.
From the bottom of the Tosfos that we did.
Yeah.
The my time at Rabbi Yossi.
Well, my time Rabbi Yossi, the obligate of a chardo, mishum the dvar.
And he gives a reason.
I feel mishra of Yerko can ask a mishra of Yerko. Lo yistar laharche kimo gabe ida abor. Yeah. Okay.
So he's working within Rashi. Yeah, right. And he's explaining it, that meaning, why are you giving me that reason, which is not applicable?
He doesn't say it's not applicable. He just said that you should have argued by Mishra V'Yerik also. My time of Yossi, don't forget about Chardo. Taisus
is before the answer of Ravina. I don't know. Sandy Tyson before Ravina.
Yeah.
But after the word Lokeach.
Right, so you're proving me. You're proving me. I'm claiming.
It's definitely not my intention, and I don't see it.
Because I'm saying this. Tyvus is Lashon. He uses the same Lashon as Rashi. But the Lashon of Rashi and Tyvus, he says, that Opligi had a Bechardo. Mishum de dvarim nami mazik in a chardo.
That's the reason that he's giving. That's the reason that he's giving. That Rabbi Yossi is giving.
But he doesn't say that that reason doesn't make sense. He's just saying that you don't need it. Afido Mishum v'yareka also. But
he's saying it's not going to be wrong, but it's totally unnecessary.
Well, it's not. But but he should have said better. It's wrong. It's not a valid reason. The reason that you gave is if I say Reuven's died because I pricked him with a needle. Why did you say he died because he pricked him with a needle? You should have said he died because I chopped off his head. Okay, but wouldn't you also ask? And pricking with a needle doesn't kill someone. That's not a valid way of asking the question. You said Reuven died. I insulted him, so he died. Why did you say he died? Because I insulted him. You should have said he died because I chopped off his head. So isn't there an implication in those words that chopping, that insulting could kill a person? Otherwise, you should ask a different question. You should say the reason that you gave doesn't make any sense. And as you gave a reason that doesn't give sense, make sense, and you didn't give the reason that didn't make sense. But he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that the reason that you gave doesn't make sense. Kivin de Darvayo Masya Dadi makes sense, apparently, from Taisus. How does it make sense? There's no Svara. The Rosh's Svara doesn't make sense here. You can't say that since you... So obviously, you see from Taisus, that's all I'm just trying to say, that you see from Rashi, from Taisus, that there's another Svara besides Rosh's Svara, which is very good for us. Now, it's Mukhrok that there must be another Svara floating around, like what Rashi seems to say on your Chesam and Beis, that since you are Mazik me and I can be Mazik, that I should be Mazik because I'm Mazik the Harchik, you be Marchik because you're the Mazik. But not like the Rosh said, because since you did Shaloka Hogan, so I can also do Shaloka Hogan. Because in the case of Lokeach, you didn't do Shaloka Hogan. No, you don't hear? Why don't you? One second. I'm getting these faces.
I hear what Rebbe is trying, how he's trying to interpret those words, but I see it as him I just saying, yeah, that you're giving me, Rabbi Yossi is giving me a reason that I have no need for it. It's not applicable. Yeah, it's not true, and therefore it can't be a lokeach. Being that he's giving this, being that Rabbi Yossi is giving this reason, must be it's not lokeach, because if it would be a case of lokeach, he wouldn't give this reason. He would have said, and he would apply it to Mishra V'Yerik also.
But he doesn't say that this reason is wrong. He's only saying that he would have given a different reason. That's what he seems to say. He says that the Lashon says, because... in the Kenos in place. My time, Rav Yaisi, that I'll pliggy at it, but if you're talking about a king of the heter of my time is Rav Yaisi, assuming that we're talking about Lokeach, that okay, pliggy at it, but hardo. Mishundvarim nami and asin hardo. That means that reason applies to a hardo. I know it sounds that way, so okay. I don't want to get back down, but it would seem okay. You're right. I didn't have a ride from the Rush. I made a mistake, but it would sound like from Rashi and the Tosis that there must be another Svara besides Shaloka Hogan, which is very good because that's what we think Rashi is actually saying. Okay, let's go further in the Rush. I got distracted. I'm sorry.
I thought we were saying that Rashi is holding a little bit of Shaloka Hogan.
Yeah, but apparently Rashi doesn't mention anything about Shaloka Hogan. So maybe Rashi could theoretically even work even out Shalom Gol again, you know, like with the Eved, so to
speak. So the second Milo of Rabbi's Pshat, besides the Vav, we're taking out.
Well, no, because I don't know about that.
Well, Rabbi said there's two Milos. One is that if we say Tosis is saying, if we say this Pshat in Rashi, then it works out.
Because you could say, even in Rashi, once you say it is Shalom Gahogan, it's nicer to stick it into Rashi. But it's not Mukhluk to fit it to say it in Rashi. In other words,
well, Rabbi's saying from the other Rashi, we see Faker. We see that there's another Svara.
Okay, but when that's at the Gemara at that stage, when they didn't have Shalom Gahogan, so they would say it without Shalom Gahogan. But maybe in Abaya.
So then Mechtesi to say in Rashi. So how can you say in Rashi later that when he just says Shnehem Mazikim, how do you know he means something else?
Okay, I hear. Okay, in other words, okay, I hear. I hear. They say that you have to say that Rashi obviously holds even out as far as Shalom Gahogan.
Right.
So Isis, we'll have to say, okay, I hear. All right, maybe I have to take away my advantage. All right, let me go further. So he says, let's go back in the rush. As we're saying, a special din that even if you were beheter, if you're now you're a mazik, you gotta go away. So shiny ain on the hefte merubu, which is a very funny svara because when it's yikos, it's a very funny answer, no? Because the din is that by Elon, when you do cut, you have to pay the money, right? I think so, no? It says you have to pay the dummin. So why is that called Hefsin Beruba? Hefsin Beruba, okay, you're giving the guy the money for the tree.
It's not replaceable. It's not replaceable because it takes so many years to grow, they say.
But it's, even though you're giving him the financial, all the value of the tree?
Right, because if you want a tree, you just can't get it again. It's not like you could get to grow it again.
You're making up that story. The Gemara just explained why you have to pay him. But the Mara never, we never saw the Svara has some ruba, therefore you shouldn't chop down the tree. You know, there's fakir, Pashup Shad, has some ruba, Pashup means financial loss.
Once you're chopping down the tree, then you have to reimburse because it's really.
Okay, so it's not Hesem Ruba because now the guy really should have to have his chop down his tree because our mass in the harshik. We don't want to do that because Hesem Ruba. No Hesem Ruba. The guy's gonna pay you for it. You do mazik of the. What got as far as Hefsin Meruba? It's Hefsin, you know. It's a little.
Tyson said. I got it from Tyson. I think. It says the Hani Mili Elon Shasri La Amad Shanim Rabin. Maybe I'm reading the wrong part, but that's what I thought it
was. But the Hefsin Meruba is not the financial Hefsin.
So what does that mean? That's what I thought. That's what Tosha is saying.
That's why you're mazik.
Yeah, you're in Tosha's. And Justin Amid Shonim Rabbis. Ika Hefsin Meruba. He also says Hefsin Meruba. Okay, but I just don't know why it's Hefsin Meruba if you're paying the money.
No, so unless that's an explanation, you know, to Shonim Rabos. Yeah, that since you need it, you know, to even if I give you the money now for it, if you're going to want to get another tree, you're going to have to plant it as a baby tree. It's going to take 10 years before you get
it. Okay, so what do you care? You got the money for it.
I want the tree with the apples now.
Okay, I see. Okay. I know, it's hard to call that a Hetzin Merubah. Okay, I hear. Again, I've got the internet, but had their little yikos shiny on the SMRUBO. Okay, Zohar Geirus is Rashi Upirusho. Let's keep on reading. Rabbi Alf is Nami Hemi Masis in the Harbilokeach. The Kosha, the Geirus Azu, Upirusho. The Lom is Davre Klal, Sheyarchik, Bawachardo, Meacher, Shekoda, Beheter, Gomer, Bilokeach. The Majnova either. So very strange. What's his question? Is his question because it's not Mistavra that it had their gummer, or his question is from Elon?
And what does Gersa Zoom mean? There's a different Gersa?
Yeah, okay, we'll see. He's going to say, I came Gersa Rav, Edamarav, Edam. There's a word, Edamaravina. I think he adds the word Edam.
No, I'm saying, is the Gersa's Rashi? I'm saying, there's another Gersa's Rashi?
No, there's another Gersa in the Gemara. Yeah.
The
Rashi has a Gersa in the Gemara that Ravina did not say. It's not Edama Ravina, it's Amar Ravina. So if Amar Ravina means he's sticking to what we said before, but he's Gares Eda Amar Ravina. So Ravina, with the word Eda, he's changing everything. So there's two Gersas in the Gemara, whether he's there, Gares word Eda. But I just try again. But he's saying, I just don't know what his objection to the pshat is. He says, is his objection because it's not mistavra that you should have to be marchik if you're beheter? Or is his objection because he doesn't like the answer of Hefsin Meruba by Eden? Is the lo mistavra klal sheyarchik balachard me'acher shekodam beheter gomer bilokeah? If he would have stopped there, I would have assumed his objection is that it's not logical that to say our masik laharchik, even if you're heter gomer, is an illogical thing. But then he adds the words the masik
because the dvarim are not masik the cardinal, like he said before.
He's saying it's no logic. If the first way would be. The Gemara, if they don't say al masik laharchik, if you can't beheter, you can't beheter. Why is al masik laharchik? That would be the simple way of reading the Rosh's kasha. To the old mistavrikal sheyarchik balachardo, meacher shekodem beheter gomer. But okay, he's a heter gomer. How can a heter gomer be obligated to be marchik? But then he adds the words the ma'ishnah me'eden. So it's funny. What do you mean ma'ishnah me'eden? I just told you, Ma'ishnah Eden. Eden is Hefsin Meruba.
He has to argue in that as well.
So his whole objection is like the threat of Hefsin Meruba. I mean,
not the whole. He doesn't hear. It's not Mistava. And this that we're going to try to give as an answer, like that's
it's missing a void over there then.
It doesn't sound like he's asking two questions. If his problem is Ma'ishno Me'ilin, then he should just skip the whole beginning. He said, Ule Perusho, the Kosher of Gersazu, Ule Perusho, the Ma'ishno Me'ilin, and I don't like the answer of Hefsin Meruba. You know, like, if Mishnah, if he's objecting to the Svara, he never raised the issue before that the Svara doesn't make sense. So he's speaking out, he's being Marich. That makes sense. But if his only problem is the question from Eden, he just asked the question from Eden a minute ago. The Abba God of Eden is the Hesna Meruba. So he should say, because the Svara of Hesna Meruba is not a good Svara. But it's like he's too wordy. You have to know Mistavra Klaus Sheyarchik Baliard Meashikodem Heter Gomer. You know the those are all extra words. It should just said Vikasha the Perusho, the Ma'ishna Me'idon, and I don't like this part of Heter Gomer of Hefsin Meruba, right?
And that's really what he's saying. At the end of the day, that I understand the wordiness, but at the end of the day, by Elon, we clearly see a case that's called Heter Gomer.
Because that's right? called Hefsin Meruba. I just told you.
But that Hefsin Meruba being over there. If it's in din, it's in din. If it's not a din, it's not a din.
Sometimes his problem is I don't like the answer of Hesna Merubah. So that's the Rosh's problem. So what's his oath? He's too much money. He just got finished saying the answer of Hesna Merubah. They should say, because the answer of Hesna Merubah is not a bad answer.
No, because that obviously, for some reason, I'm just instructually, obviously he holds that the Hefsa Meruba answer only works in the parallel in Rashi, but not in the Rif.
What's that supposed to mean?
He's now asking Akasha on the Rif's shot.
No. The Rif's shot and Rashi are the exact same shot. Rif Nami, Hemin, and Rabbi Lokeach, and that's the same as Rashi. The Rif Nami is like Rashi.
Rashi didn't have the Ella. Rashi didn't have Ravina falling off the whole thing.
The Rif doesn't have Ella either. The Keres, because of this Kasha, he's changing the Keres and he's putting in the word Ella. Ella comes afterwards. Ella comes after this question.
He's asking it exactly the way Rebbe would want him to ask it.
Asking the question, I was writing like this. He went ahead and he forgot. I went in Rashi. I've got the Eden on this one, but I have to Shiny Eden, the Hesnim Rubahu. The Koshan and Perusho. The Lomestar, the Lomer Hesnim Rubah.
And that's basically the way Tosos asked it. He just says, Daichak, his Chiluk is Daichak. That's how he asks on Rashi this question.
Yeah, but right, but it just doesn't sound like that's what the Rosh is
doing. Right, no, I'm agreeing. I'm just saying Tosos, hits it more directly by just saying that your chiluk is daichak. I hear it, but I hear what you're saying, but it's daichak.
Which type is this? Just let me just see it inside.
The third one.
The last one.
The Sover of
The last one on the page?
The last one, yeah. So the last one, and he starts over there, I think, one, two, like fourth line from the top. The Koshalo. I mean, after he says that the Kach Pirish recall a Sugya Lafishitas Rashi.
Yeah, Koshalo, Mahutra, the Chalek,
the Lokach the Ilah, and the Lokach the Mishra.
Yes, that would be the way to write it. Your answer, the Daichak answer.
Because of the Heter portion, right?
Because of the Heter. Yes. Shehudrak Lachalek, Daichak. We already asked him about Lokeach Le'idim. In other words, it's not because in Svara it doesn't make sense. It's just the answer of Hefsa Merubah doesn't make sense. Yes. Okay, but in the Rif, it's a little, in the Rush, it's a little funny. The way he's talking. Right, let's go a little further. Imagine the Oka Shalama Himtin Akshav Mishnah Shli Rishayna Mishnah Sof HaSugya. Now this is an interesting kasha that the order is out, the Gemara is out of order because they're going through the Mishnahs, so they should have asked on this Mishnah first. So Bishma according to the Rav. Because of this kasha, we change from everything from before. So we wait to ask this kasha last, because this is a kasha that's gonna be the cause to change. So first we mention all the kashas that we don't have to change for, and then we mention the kasha we have to change. But according to the Rashi's Gerasa, that we didn't have to change Shad and Rava, so we should have gone in order.
Yeah, but that's not a zem in the fund. It happens to be that day. Maybe there's 20 other answers. You can't do anything because of this. It's a coincidence.
You can say the rock shot. Oh gosh, the time it's a very matter of the shoe shomelo, kiderek at the shot also the talk shall ho kakani ochani. Awa shall devirim kadmo. In other words, you see that the case is that the Dvarim came first. And according to Rashi Zukimta, Rashi had to say that the Chardo came first. And the whole Shaila is that even though the Chardo was the Lokeach, it was the Meicher, he was Rishus, the Rabbanan hold that our Masik Harchik is Hasbo. But we got the wrong person who came first. Okay, I just want to get to the Rach, because that's where the name. Alkein Yerik Gerzus Rach, Rabbeinu Tanzau. Ella! Now, that's the whole thing. The Gerasa is, they add the word Ela. Right? That's where they go. Elam Ravina. Now, I don't know if that's in the Gerasa, that they had the words Ela La'avilokea. I'm not sure if that was prior to the Gerasa, or it just a name. Once you say Ela, then that's what Ela means. You know, it's a little daichik to stick in so many words and to change the Gerasa so much.
Again, when Tosos is quoting Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Hanan, he doesn't have all the verbiage. He just has the Ela.
Right, so that's right. So that's very good. So when the Rush says the item la'avilokeach, he doesn't mean that's part of the Gerasa. It's okay, near give Rabbi Natan thou Adam Ravina. And then there should be a period there. Right? I don't know. In my rush, someone still put a period after thou. You know, I got this this fancy gemara. That period is a mistake. Is that Alkein Nir Gerses Rach Ravino Tam thou? Period. That's wrong. Alkein Nir Gerses Rach Ravino Tam thou Adam Ravina. And that's where you have the period. And then it's when what's shot in this Gerasa? In other words, the Rabbanan who said, when Rava said his din, that you can't do the two boards, that's when there's a Dabar Anizik, the Vinin Akhino Mikri Mazik. The Rava Moded Abayah, the Mutter Nizmo, like that's the Dabra Nizik. But Al Mikri Mazik and Gudabra, he's the Dabra Nizik, Shasha Samach. But all the Nizmo, the Rabban, the boy Dabri, Shanabra, they call Mari 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 Dabri. Okay, I'm reading it too fast. In other words, how does this answer in the Gemara? So I can't, the Gemara is that our Mazik, the word our Mazik means that there has to be a Dabra Nizik. That's what he's saying. When he says I want mazik maharchik, that means mikri mazik and it's easier to run nizik. So by saying I want mazik maharchik, I'm telling you that you have to have a dabran nizik. So that's how it's in the word. The Gemara is saying you thought that Rava held that you have to be maharchik, even though you're not a mazik for the future. No. You only have to be marchik if you're a mazik. A mazik laharchik. You made a mistake. You thought that Pshan and Rava was not also a mazik. Because in Rava, you're not a mazik. I think that's how you're reading it. What does it mean now, mazik? Kishiyesha davra nizik. Tibinyan akhira mikri mazik. So that's what the Gemara, there's a Gemara knows this you say. That you're only, this is like they always knew this. You know, they say you can't call it a mazik unless it's a davra nizik. So by saying the words, our mazik laharchik, in those words, we're saying that you have to have the person, the hezik has to be here now. That's how it fits into the words of the Gemara. In other words, according to the Rach, Ravina is completely changing Pshat and Rava. So where in the world did Ravina change Pshat and Rava? So by saying that Pshat and Rava is our mazik, the harchik, and till now, it wasn't our, you weren't the mazik. You were just being marchik for future. So by saying the words, I lost the place. You're saying those words that you're only a mazik, you only have to be marchik if you're a mazik. Okay, that's very nice.
Why isn't Rabin is answering for Rava, or does he just say it? Again, this is Rava the Rabbanan.
He changed Pshat in Rava in the Rabbanan. Rava was speaking in the Rabbanan, Shita, not in Rav Yaisi. And Rava was saying that you have to be marchik the you know, from the bore, even before the other bore is built. So the Gemara on this third
Rava, Rava said in Rabbi Yossi. Rava said in Rabbi Yossi. Rava said in Afilu Rabbi Yossi.
Okay, yes, but in the Rabbanan too, when he went out Gira Delay, he also said it. So Rabbi Rava was not prejudiced, and he doesn't need Dafka Gira Delay. But Rava, the way the Gemara and the Havamina thought Pshat and Rava is because you have to be Marchik for the, even though you're not doing any Hezek now. Because you have to worry about the future. So the Gemara is saying, no, you made a mistake, Ibshan and Rava. You thought Rava is saying you have to be Marchik even though there's no Hezek. No. Only our Mazik Laharchik. Only if you're a Mazik. Only a Mazik has to be Marchik. Means it has to be a Hezek now. That's how it's in the words of the Gemara. Okay.
So where was the Machlekes between Abai and Rava?
The Machlekes is that whether or not there's Hezek now. When the other guy doesn't have his boar and you're causing mara marpe and ara, is that called hezek now? Rava holds that that's called hezek now because it's tangible hezek to the ground, and Abai holds that that's not called hezek now. But everybody agrees to the lumdus that you have to be a mazik, and you're only a mazik if you're hezek now. Okay, I'm going to stop here. I just want to finish the rush tomorrow, and then we'll see. Maybe I'll compare it to Tysus. Okay. Binyamin, you got a new background. I don't know. Ben.